Welcome to Ability MKE Now on River West Radio. My name is Sue Roscoff, and we are so happy to be here. Ability MKE Now is a show all about integration, bringing people with disabilities and people that don't have a disability together, enjoying life here in the Milwaukee area. We all have different abilities, and here at Ability MKE Now, we dive into this topic of diverse abilities. The concept of a disability hits a wide range of possibilities. We could be talking about physical or mental disabilities, the deaf and hard of hearing community, blindness, chronic pain, mental health diagnosis, goals of substance use reduction, and the list goes on. We all have our own experience with disability, whether it's our own or with people we know. Here at Ability MKE Now, we break down the barriers and celebrate the ability in all of us. Tonight, we are specially blessed to have a wonderful guest joining us. And I'm excited to get to know him a little better because honestly, I've heard about him and I have not had the pleasure of having more than just a couple minutes of conversation so far. So I know one person that does know him a little better is Emily Golmer. So Emily, if you would mind, please hop it on in here and give an introduction here for our guest. Over to you, Emily.
Hi, everybody. Our special guest tonight is hails from Quebec, Canada, and has an organization called Reset It, and has also done a TEDx talk. So, Mark, why don't you come in here and explain a little more about what you do?
Beautiful. Well, thank you, Emily and Sue, for having me today, which is beautiful to be with you, excuse me, with you today, and talking a little bit about disability and how the disability is controlling our lives and how these things, when the events comes in and how we do things a little bit differently. I'll give you a little bit of what I do as the Reset It program. What I do is I get to teach, the Reset It program all over the world. Meaning is that we all have disabilities or abilities, but these are attached to the way that we've been programmed, conditioned, and we have beliefs of ourselves. Now, these conditions and programs could come from anywhere in our society. It could come from an event that comes in and that changes our lives. We were talking before with Sue is that if something happens to us, well, then that event is controlling our life. And what I do is teach you how to reset the way that you think about the event. And when you think about and when you reset the way that you see the event, well, that changes everything in our body and our mind. We all go through stuff. Everybody goes through stuff. I went through a lot of stuff as well when I was younger. And it is possible to reset the things that really don't belong to us. And I get to teach this. And like Emily was saying, is that I did 5 years of research on the two sciences that I really, really like is the neuroscience field and the quantum energy field. And after my research of 5 years, I was invited to do a TED talk here in Montreal about my research on how we can change our lives in a fraction of a second. Now, when you hear that, what does that resonate with you? And that's what I think we're going to talk about tonight is that how we can change the things, all the events that come into your life and how to take it from a different way of looking at it. And I think that's what the Reset It program is all about. Is taking a look at it, being who you are, and looking at it through those lens. That's what I get to do.
That sounds like an amazingly exciting and different every day.
Yes.
How did you get started doing this? What was it in your life that brought you to this?
Well, you know, they're talking about disabilities. Is that, you know, when I was about, I'm always saying it's 18 years, but now it's going to be over 20 years. I had a problem with my health and I was diagnosed with sleep apnea. So the doctors found out that I stopped breathing 54 times out of the hour. So I wasn't sleeping at all. And what happened is that they gave me a machine to regulate my air intake. And I slept 8 hours for the first time in my life. I never slept 8 hours before. And something happened in my body. My body went into a state where it was relaxed. I never felt that before because that's new for me, because I've been always in that fight or flight mode. But when I received, when I woke up the next morning, I had this energy inside me. And what's really interesting is that when I was shaving in the morning, I didn't recognize the guy in front of me. It's like somebody took my brain, took it out, washed it off, and put it back in. I was a completely different person. So, and since that day, I looked at myself and all my thoughts and my conditionings and all my stuff that I was telling myself was not there anymore. Wasn't there. It was gone. And when I said to myself, well, I got to learn, I want to find out why. And this is where it all started. So I wanted to find out why. And I started doing research on the brain, how the brain works and how we can get into different pathways in our brain and how we can change things. And that's happened to me in my brain, is that it took another direction in my brain. I wasn't listening to the programs and conditionings that I had before. Now I'm just being present with the actions I'm doing. And that's where my research started with the neuroscience and the quantum physics. And, you know, in 5 years of research, I found the way to reset the things that don't belong to you. And that's where it all started. And I started teaching this here in Montreal, all over the province of Quebec. And in 2016, I was invited to do a TED talk on this. And this was an amazing experience. I was invited, which was beautiful.
That is amazing. I love it. That is something I'm going to have to look up. I would love to hear that. So with people you've helped along the way, do you have anyone along the way that you have been able to make? I know I'm sure you've made a difference for a lot of people, but is there any particular stories that stand out to you from your experience that for whatever reason really made an impact back on you?
Well, for impact on me, no, because when you're in that state of presence, you don't get that impact. You're present in the actions you're doing. So I don't get that. I don't nourish me on what I get from other people. Give you an example. When I first started my career in the Reset It program, I had this lady that came to see me, and she had Tourette's syndrome. So the Tourette syndrome is that the way that their brain, it wires it differently. And her symptoms was that she would talk out, do little tics and this and that. And when I brought her into that state of presence, of being who she is in that moment, all her tics, all her stuff stopped. I didn't believe what I saw. I knew because of my research that this is a powerful tool. But what happened is that I had to retest it 4 or 5 times to make sure that what I was seeing, and it was just beautiful. So when I showed her the Reset program, she lived in that state of presence. The only thing when I first started that I didn't realize, and now I realize that what I'm doing now, is that the reason why she became, the reason why she is like that, is part of her conditioning from her parents and her environment. And now if I have clients that come in to see me in that in those situations, I will reset the whole family now, not just the individual, reset the whole family. So the whole unit is all getting, because the way that they thought about her, the way that they treated her was part of that programming conditioning about her. And when you reset that, well, then everything else falls into place. That's one of them. But I get to do this all over the world and teach this to people that, you know, in business, that they're changing their business or they're getting, you know, they're having problems at school. I do young kids starting from 11 years old, because we all have these issues. If it's disability or whatever issues you're going through, I don't take a look at the issues. I take a look at the human being in front of me. What is going on inside them? What is their mindset about the event they're going through? So I teach them how to reset the event, and they can make different choices based on what they're seeing through this reset program.
I love it. That And that makes so much sense that you are being able to approach not just an individual, but like in this particular case, that it does encompass the whole family. Because when something is affecting one person, it affects everybody around them as well. That's like in the intro that we talk about, whether you have a disability yourself or you know somebody with a disability, I mean, it's prevalent, it's there. Yeah. And everybody is affected in one way or another, not good, bad, whatever. It's just is.
Yeah.
And everybody has to adapt in their own ways.
Especially when you have parents that, and the kids are they have disabilities and they have to look at their kids in a different way, because their kids, when they had their kid, when they're born or without disability, they're measuring before and after. And what happens is that the brain plays tricks on them, because then they're going into a place, they're always measuring what they had before and what's going on now. So you have to reset that issue with the parents, because now they're going to, the quantum energy, the energy that is attached to that is what is resonating to their kids. And that's what's and that's what they're getting back as well, because that's the way that the quantum energy works. So this is all about when people are present in the actions they're doing, mother, father, sister, brother, whatever they're doing, and they're present with the people that are maybe a little bit different than we are, and they see it in that difference, well, then that's a beautiful state to be in. And then that energy that you circulate, that resents, and that's what you attract in your life as well.
I love that. That makes so much sense. So I know I think about people that I know in the disability communities. Some that stand out in my mind are those that have perhaps like a spinal cord injury or something that is a sudden change. It's not because there's big differences in how to think about that with if somebody has a sudden change versus a gradual change and how to approach that.
The thing for me is that it's a change. If it's sudden or it took a long time to change, it's just that change. It's just that place that they are in this moment. And what happens is that they're playing the film in their mind of what happened. And they're replaying, and that becomes the program. So all their choices are based on that program. It's not because an event that happened that you're not able to do other things in a different way, of course, because of whatever happened. But when you are present in that action of being who you are, well, you have choices. And that's the powerful tool. You have a choice. But if you're living it in through your programs and conditioning, these films that you're playing in your head, well, the choices are based on that, not based on you. You know, there's beautiful stories around the world that people that were in car accidents or they received something and they just made that switch. They made the switch in the head first, and then everything else made that switch for them. So it all starts there. It all starts with us.
Oh, it makes so much sense. I feel like there's, for all of us, we have so many layers, like an onion. You know, we all have all these different layers within us. And what I'm hearing is basically taking some of those layers away and just really looking at the core of where are you now, what's important right here, right now, and to work with that.
Yeah. Well, it's an amazing tool that I get to teach, because once they learn it, they have it for the rest of their lives. And what happens is that they'll teach this to other people now. They'll teach this to their siblings. They'll teach this to, because don't forget, the work that I do, I impact the people that are in front of me, but they're impacting their people in their networks and their families and their stuff. And that just, the ripple effect is just there, because when they're so well with themselves, whatever they went through, that resonates with other people. Because people will deal with people because of that energy, that quantum energy up around them. And that's where it all starts. It starts with you.
My mind is going in a lot of directions right now. I love this.
Yeah.
Did your mind get blown, Sue?
Just a little.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of issues, and we get a lot of issues from our society. And once you understand that these are just programs and conditioning that has nothing to do with you, you're able to reset it really easy. And, you know, with the sicknesses that come out now today, you know, most of the sicknesses that we're going through, they could be diabetes, whatever the sickness is, it is a result of our programs and conditionings and our beliefs. Now, let me explain this. The way that you think right now has a reaction to whatever sicknesses you have. The way that you put food into your body has a reaction to do, and that's part of the conditionings and programs. We are all conditioned to eat in a certain way. Now, I'm a natural therapist, I do a lot with food, how to reset the image of the food and how to reset the things that you're putting into your body, because it's all together. It's not just one fix, and it's not one thing, but it's the global thing of who you are. I'll give you an example. I don't know in the States, but here in Canada, when you go into a grocery store, you on the right-hand side or left-hand side, there's a rack of cooked chicken. I don't know if you have that in the States. Mm-hmm. So when you go in, the visual programming, oh, chicken, I don't have to cook tonight. Oh, yeah. So the film plays. And when we smell it, oh, wow, I'm going to have that for supper. It's beautiful. Okay, yeah, yeah. You'll take the chicken, put it in your basket. But did you read the ingredients, what's on the chicken? No. The ingredients on the chicken is this long. Did you ever realize that there's so much chemicals in that chicken, but you never realize it? Then that portion will bring in other sicknesses into your life. Now, you do this every day or every other day, or just I'm talking about the chicken, but there's a lot of products like this in your life. And you're doing that, and you're nourishing your body this way. And and the sickness is just a manifestation of what you're putting into your body. Reset the way that you put things in your body. Everything else will change automatically. That's why diets don't work, because they work on things that don't belong to you. Meaning is that you are programmed, conditioned to have that type of weight. It had nothing to do. You were just listening to the programs, and these programs were contained. They're there, and you're trying to change it, but it doesn't work. So when you reset the way that you look at your food, the way that you understand, then you have a choice. And that's the same thing with everything in your life, not just on the food, with the work that you do, the environment that you are. You have a choice to live where you want to live and how you want to live. It's not because you're in a wheelchair that you can't do anything. No, that's the conditionings and programs that we think our life is over, but it's not. You have your head, you have everything that you need. Make choices based on who you are. There's no limit for people. The only limit that we put on people is in between the two ears. We put these tickets on us. We put these events. And the HHD, all these mental issues. Well, these are all tickets that we believe in. And when you understand that it's only a ticket, well, then you can change it.
You're hitting home in so many ways here. I was just at the grocery store on my way home, and I'm telling you, I went over and looked to see, because I knew our timing was tight tonight with us personally, so I checked to see, do they have any of that chicken ready to go? And yeah. It happens that they didn't. That one was empty tonight, but had there been some there, guess what we would have had tonight?
Exactly.
Because, yeah, simplicity and programming and, oh, yeah, all this good stuff. But you're right. I haven't looked at that. I haven't looked that closely. And, yeah, if you look through our house, what kind of choices are we making?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're spending millions and millions of dollars. When you go through a grocery store, the visual programming.
Oh yeah.
See, if you go next time you're in the shopping in the grocery store, take a look at the top, the middle section of the aisles. It's eye view of the kids. So they're programming the kids to buy those cereals, buy this, buy that. Oh, we want this, we want that, and that's where the program starts. But imagine you're doing that, and then it gets you into eating this way, and then you become disabled because of that program. You have a heart attack. You're doing something to your body, and all this is all connected. Everything is connected together. And what I do in my program is that I can see where it all started from. Just by talking to them and having that conversation, so your sickness is coming from where? Well, it's coming the way that you think about yourself. So the way that you treat yourself, how do you say things to yourself? And these are all connected.
So when people work with you, then how long does it take people to really adjust and make that switch? Is that, I'm guessing it's easier for some and harder for others? And
well, it's the research that I've did in neuroscience is that it's quick, it's easy. Two sessions, an hour and a half each, and that's it. That's all it takes. Now, if you went through some other issues that are, let's say you went through some events in your life that was, that really affected your life, well, then that might have to take a little bit longer to reset, but it is feasible to reset. But most of it is done in about two sessions, and that's it.
Now, that's impressive. I, honest to goodness, would not have guessed that.
Yeah, you have to, it's like you have to work on yourself, and you have to, it's hard to do, and you have to do, we're programmed that way, but it's not that. It's just that when you are in that, what I call the state of presence, of being who, and it's exactly what I saw in the mirror when I received my, what I called my reset, is that I saw myself for the first time. And when you're really seeing yourself for the first time, you do not want to put things in your mind and your body anymore. And now it becomes a choice of what you think and how you think. If you spend time, let's say you spend out of the day, you spend time thinking and putting things into your mind that doesn't belong to you. Well, that time is gone. It's finished. It's not there anymore. You're not living that moment. And every time that you live in that state of presence, well, that becomes your reality. That is an amazing state to be in, when you have control over your reality, whatever that's going to be. If you're in the disabled community, there are situations that you have to reset them, and just reset the things that you thought that you were going to do when before the events happen. And all you have to do is just say, okay, what do I want to do now? What do I want to do with my life now? And it's beautiful when you have that choice.
I right away just picture that, if somebody's truly sitting there, like, I don't know what everything changed now. Where do I go from here? I picture people I've spoken with in the past, where do you go from here? I'm amazed that it can be that simple to, and not to say it's easy, or I don't want to oversimplify anything.
No, but it is, Sue, that, and I say this all the time. It's that simple.
I love that.
That's simple. It's really that simple to, once you understand the technique and you can do this on your own, you've got it down. Because that's what it's all about. Putting the power back inside you that you already have, but it's all based on your programs and conditioning. Once you reset that, the only thing that's left over, Sue, is you. That's it. I had a lady this afternoon from New York, and she goes, Mark, she finished the session with me and says, Mark, I spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars trying to fix myself, and you did it in an hour and a half. It's that I don't fix, it's that you reset the stuff. So it's all about putting the power back in who we are, whatever that's going to be.
Awesome. Emily, what did you have on?
Well, it's not simple. It's just a matter of like doing it. I mean, once it becomes a number.
Well, it's even more simpler than that.
Emily, yeah, well, that's, yeah.
Is that when you reset it, you're living that moment. So you don't have to work on yourself at all. You're just being in that moment, making your choices. And what happens is that when you're in that state of presence, the present moment will become every other moment. So you're always living in the moment. You're not living in the past. You're not living in the future. You're living this moment. Like here, I'm with you tonight. I'm in this moment. I see Sue when she lifts up like a Christmas tree. She understands something. She goes, oh, well, Emily just lit up like a Christmas tree when she's there. And, you know, with Kurt, and I see Kurt when they hear it, well, that's the indication that they're just being present. That's all it is.
So I'm going to throw one your way here. What you said, you talk with youth as well. One thing that comes to my mind is all the kids these days on their phones, on their devices, all this where they're so focused on something that's not them, but they're absorbed in that.
Yeah.
Where do you start with that type of thing to get them to read?
You've got to ask the question before they start. It says, what brought them into that place? Programming and conditioning. So reset the program and make choices to what they want to do. It's okay to play a game. There's nothing wrong with playing a game. But if you're playing a game or on the internet, if you're playing a game and it's taking up all your time, well, then there's an issue there. But if you're playing a game for an hour or so, there's no problem with it. It's just that as adults, we let our kids do what they need on their playing on the, and we don't want to have that conversation with them because we don't want to have that confrontation with them. Because if you're not well with yourself, how can you be well with your kids? Interesting one, isn't it? But they're learning from us. And this happened with my kids. You know, I was transferring my programs and conditioning onto my kids. And I just finished with my son a couple of years ago. He opened up a restaurant here in Montreal, and I worked with him doing the renovations, and we're going through the reset program at the same time. He did it before, but now we just had that time together, and his life has changed. He won in June. He won the best chef here in Montreal from his restaurant. Now, what changed? He changed. The way that he's cooked is the same, but he's in that state of presence of being who he is. And then he made choices based on his team, based on whatever he's doing. And that's what he did. And, you know, when you're doing that in all your business, when you're present in all your actions you're doing, I mean, not just in business, when you're at home, when Kurt's there at home, have that conversation, be present. And that changes the whole dynamic in the family. See, we're more in our heads, more or less than being present.
Excellent. Oh, I can't tell you how much I'm enjoying hearing all of these pieces. And because truly, this is not something that you hear elsewhere. No. You know, this is a unique piece. And I'm so glad that we've had a chance to hear from you and to get this experience. So Mark, thank you so much for being here tonight. This has been amazing. I would love it if in the future you want to come back and join us again. I would love to continue the conversation further because there's so many gems in there. So with us at Ability MKE now, and Emily and Kurt, and for me, Sue Roscoff, thank you so much, Mark, for being here. And we look forward to what comes next. So to everyone, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.